With just a couple of weeks before the deadline, less than one-tenth of South Dakota's estimated uninsured population have signed up for health insurance coverage under the Affordable Care Act. The state estimates that there are 71,000 uninsured people in South Dakota. Others put that number higher, closer to 90,000. As of Tuesday, under 7,000 had signed up on the Federal Health Insurance Exchange. South Dakota is one of 36 states relying on the federalhealthcare.gov website to sign up for insurance. And those without health insurance have until March 31st to enroll to avoid a penalty next year. Three companies in South Dakota are selling policies through the exchange: Vera Health Plan, Sanford Health Plan, and Dakota Care. And with us on the line is Deborah Muller. She's Chief Administrative Officer for Vera Insurance Plans. And Deborah, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Good afternoon, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Also with us is Ruth Christopolsky, President of the Sanford Health Plan. And Ruth, thanks for joining the program as well.
Good afternoon, Carl. Thank you.
And if you have any questions, you can call 800-524-3604. You can also email us at midday@sdpb.org. The number of healthcare signups in the state seems to be rather low. And I guess, Deborah, we can start with you. Is this surprising, or is it close to what you expected?
We expected a very slow rollout, especially given the October 1st problems with the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov. We've seen that enrollment picked up in December for that January 1st effective date, and it's settling in now to be a constant stream, and we expect that it's going to pick up again now toward the end of this month as this deadline looms.
And Ruth Christopolsky, is that similar to what you're seeing at Sanford?
Absolutely, and I think Secretary Sebelius yesterday was asked in a meeting that she was if they would extend the deadline or push out the mandate, and she said absolutely not. And so individuals only have until the end of this month to sign up, or they will face the penalty for next year and not be able to enroll until January 1st of 2015.
In talking about the low numbers, I'm wondering, Ruth, if some of that, in addition to what Deborah was talking about, some of that might have something to do with the very controversial nature of the Affordable Care Act?
I think it's probably multifactorial. I think some of it is controversy. There are a significant number of individuals who believe that the government shouldn't force us to have health insurance, and I think there's some of that. I think some of it is a lack of awareness. We haven't seen a large marketing or education campaign, and not everybody is as engaged in the debate as Deb and I are, because we do it every day. And so I think it'll take a couple years to educate everyone and let them understand what the options are and what will happen if they don't purchase health insurance.
Deborah, do you agree that this is something that will take a number of years before it seems like this will be more accepted across the country?
I do, and I also think one of the contributing factors is that in our history, in 2013, for instance, and before, if you wanted health insurance at any time during the year, you would go out to an individual carrier and you would apply for health insurance with that carrier. What is so different about our new marketplace going forward is now there is something called an open enrollment period, and if you miss that open enrollment period, you will need to wait to be able to get access to health insurance until the next open enrollment period, which is literally months and months and months out to be able to reapply for health insurance.
So what happens to the people who miss the deadline and there's that the open enrollment period has expired? Deborah?
They are put in a very difficult situation. Now, if they have a special enrollment circumstance, like a marriage or a death or a loss of coverage through their work, they would qualify then to be able to get access to health insurance. But you need one of those very limited and special events for you to be able to gain access to health insurance during that time. Just because your doctor said, well, you need to have back surgery or you need do something with your appendix because you have an emergency appendicitis, that's not the time when you're going to be able to get access to health insurance. There is no this waiting period that exists.
But they can still get people, I'm assuming people can still get insurance through other methods, the traditional way of getting health insurance?
No.
No. Ruth?
So,
yeah, no, there. I mean, the open enrollment periods are now defined by federal law and by state law, and you can only actually enroll unless you have a qualifying event during the open enrollment periods, unless you have, as Deb indicated, a special event.
In looking at Sanford, Ruth, how many signups have you seen so far?
We have about 1,150 individuals and then a significant number of small businesses who have actually signed up for the exchange products.
And Deborah, for Avera?
Our total is 5,849 through March 11th in terms of applicants in the individual market. And then we've had a large number of our small groups, both new and renewals, moving into the ACA plans.
Seems like quite a big difference there in the numbers between Avera and Sanford. Ruth Christopolsky, what do you think the reason is for that?
I mean, I think we have different strategies with regards to which markets we're in. We had a multi-state strategy and priced appropriately. We're exactly where we thought we were going to be. I estimated that we would have 1,000 people enrolled by the end of the open enrollment period, and we're a little bit ahead of that. So, you know, we used the strategy that we thought was best for us, and we're exactly where we thought we were going to be.
And Deborah, for Avera, you those numbers that you decided, is that close to what you expected?
It is close to what we had expected. As you know, we're a mission-based organization. We felt very strongly in being able to be there for the uninsured population, and we developed a series of benefit plans at all the different metal levels to be able to meet the needs of the individual consumer. And at the end of the day, these are how the numbers turned out. You know, the one thing that I would have to say probably on all carriers' part is it would be nice if we could bring in more individuals with health insurance and get them covered between now and March the 31st, because all of us have that same singular interest in getting people covered.
Now, regarding Avera, Deborah, the product line then that you're offering is different than you had before? There are new product lines?
Yes, they actually are. We had a very small presence within our individual plan designs previously and only had several different benefit plan options for people to choose from. With January 1st of 2014, we expanded our product line selection significantly, focusing on our silver-based plans, which I believe over 70% of our individuals that are selecting us either on the healthcare.gov marketplace or directly through our own, direct channel off the marketplace are choosing a silver plan. And we have approximately 12 plans in total from the various metal levels that people can choose from.
And Ruth Christopolsky, Sanford, new and different product lines as well?
Well, we actually had a reduction in the number of plans we offered, not an expansion, because a lot of our plans were on the individual side based on the needs of the market historically, because we had been in the individual market and had a significant enrollment in that product line prior to January 1st. We actually had to scale back and limit the number of plans that we offered because some of the plans did not meet the mandated benefit levels or cost-sharing requirements under the ACA. So we had exactly the opposite of what Deb had happen as part of the process. I would like to say, however, that we also have a variety of plans across all of the metal levels so that individuals can select which plan makes most sense for them. You know, our reason for participating in this process was to offer options to the marketplace and make sure all of the individuals who lived in communities that we serve had a variety of options to pick from. That being said, we'd love to see individuals who currently don't have insurance, who are uninsured, engage in the marketplace now before the March 31st deadline hits. The intent of the ACA was to broaden the base of insurance that for individuals who participated, not just to move bodies among the insurance companies that already exist. And so we would really love to get, you know, somewhere between 70,000 and 90,000 uninsured people in South Dakota actually enrolled on insurance and having coverage starting in April.
Yeah, Deborah?
That's exactly correct. There is nothing more important to us right now than getting this message out and getting as many of the folks that are uninsured or that simply don't understand the fact that now is their time to get insurance, to get that insurance and get it in place. The other important part, please don't wait until the very last minute. I think we learned with the rush of people that came onto the platform in October that the platform was not designed to handle that amount of traffic. I don't have any reason to suspect this outside of this past experience, but if you can do it this weekend, if you could do it next week, avoid what is, I think, going to be a significant amount of traffic on what I still consider to be a fragile website from the standpoint of being able to handle volumes.
In looking at the people who have already signed up at Avera and Sanford, do you have any ideas? We'll start with you, Deborah, as far as who has been signing up regarding age? Are you getting the young adults that are necessary to make this the whole thing work?
Right now, our average age, and this is across all of our applicants to date, is running at 42 years of age. That's the average age. That's about 10 years less than the average age nationally. I've also seen a turn downward if you just look at March's average age to 40 years of age. So we're seeing more younger people coming in to the marketplace. Our bracket, that group between 26 and 34 years of age, is actually a little bit higher as a percentage of the total people that have enrolled from the national program. And our breakdown between men and women is pretty close to what they're seeing nationally in terms of 55% women, 45% male. And I think some of the more remarkable measurements are that 90% of the individuals that are applying onto the marketplace are getting some type of a tax credit, and 64% get an additional cost-sharing reduction, which means an amount that will reduce their copays, their deductibles, and their out-of-pocket costs when they consume care.
And Ruth, at Sanford, what sort of numbers are you seeing as far as who's signing up for the health insurance through the exchanges?
Sure. I mean, we see very similar things that Deb mentioned. We have exactly the 55 female, 45 male split, which is amazing that it doesn't matter who you talk to. That seems to be how things are falling. We have 88% of our people receive some type of subsidy or tax credit from the federal government. In most cases, it covers almost 90% of their total premium cost on average across all of our applicants. So individuals are actually paying a relatively small portion of the overall cost of the premium. In addition to that, we've actually seen our age come down a little. We're at about 40.24 on average, so a little bit. We started in the mid-45s in January, so we have seen the age come down a bit, but I don't think we're where we need to be. While we're better than the national average, we still need more of the healthy young people to engage in the marketplace and sign up for coverage.
Now, as we get to the deadline on March 31st, Deborah at Avera, their special efforts to accommodate people as we reach that deadline of March 31st?
We are. We actually are using our website to arrange and notify the public of open houses that are happening statewide in conjunction with our agent partners. They open during the evening hours and on Saturdays here at our offices in Yankton, Aberdeen, Mitchell, and Sioux Falls. We also have agents available from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, and they will help folks get online and get registered. We are also offering evening and Saturday appointments that people can register for directly online, regardless of where they live within the state.
And Ruth, for Sanford, anything special over the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I mean, our effort was driven specifically through the agents in South Dakota, and we've trained and educated a little over 300 agents across the state to work directly with individuals. The agents are available on our website also, and if individuals would either like to call our office or call the agents, they will go out and actually individually meet with the clients to get them signed up and help them through the process.